The current rules allow some landowners to receive direct payments based on their history of growing particular crops. The annual payments are made regardless of crop prices, and Feingold says in some cases the landowners may not even be farming anymore. The Wisconsin Democrat says this has often resulted in wealthy individuals who aren't tied to farming getting hefty direct payments.
And other important programs that have to do with broadband and trying to get help to smaller farmers aren't. So what my amendment would do is curb these giveaways to large landowners by saying that after they get $10,000 in direct payments, we would limit the additional amount. We wouldn't take it away, but we'd limit it by 35%. And that would redirect $3.8 billion over 10 years to help farmers, especially small farmers, with trying to survive and do better.
Groups including the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the Sustainable Agriculture Coalition have backed Feingold's measure. He says he's counting on numerous Democratic votes to help move his legislation along. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.